Hello, hello, hello. It's Varun Singhal from 50 Shades of Single. And here today, we're going to talk about slut. So what is your relationship to the word? Is it positive? Is it negative? And how do we perceive it? So I will talk about how I found out about this word. Obviously, it's not taught in school. So I was 16. I was dating a boy. He was one of my first loves. We'll just call him Vic for now. And he called me a slut because I was obviously popular, and there were a lot of people talking and chatting, and you know, back in the Yahoo chat days, I come from that era. And I didn't know what the word meant, and he called me a slut, and I had to ask my fag hag at the time, and she was so lovely. We're gonna call her M. And M said that this was an awful word and it should never have been used for it. And who called you that? I wanna talk to that person. Obviously, I wasn't out then, so I couldn't say, well, it's my boyfriend and he's calling me a slut. So I said, oh, it's a friend of mine and you can talk to him. And so she spoke to him, got very angry, scolded him for calling me a slut and made him apologize to me. And I had to look it up in the dictionary, and there were a lot of dictionaries which didn't have that word in it. So my relationship to that word started as confusion. And over time, I felt it was very derogatory that I was demeaned by being called a slut, even though I wasn't really having a lot of sex. And over time, 20 years later, today, I have a friend who calls me a slut, a lovely friend from Australia who calls me a slut as a cute endearment, and it does not feel derogatory. So the power is with you to really own that word and make it yourself. And I always wonder in India, what is the perception of being a slut? Is this top slutty? Do I take it off? Am I a slut now? If I wear a jockstrap, is that slutty? I mean, what is being a slut? And are you a good slut? Are you a bad slut? How many people do you need to have sex with to be a slut? So I wanna know, where does your relationship begin and where does it end? It's with everything. You know, being gay was a curse word until it became positive and we use it all the time. I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm fabulous. And the second thing is, when it comes to being a slut, I love being a slut. I am proud to be a slut. I love men, I love sex, I love cock, I love ass. It's a primal need. Why should I apologize for it? Why do I have to be subject to heteronormativity? Why do I have to be subjected to religion or everything? Like, you can go back in Indian culture as back as you can and you can really see everyone was a slut. Everyone had sex. The whole cultures were based on sex and food, but food is sex. So why not just own it, enjoy it, make the most of it, and be a proud slut like you are. Or maybe you're not, but don't be afraid to. If you want to be a slut, be a slut.